Hey there, awesome people. It's your girl Taylor Reid back with another dose of the calm within. You know, life can get pretty crazy sometimes, right? Like a hurricane of to-do lists, deadlines, and social media scrolls that just keep spinning faster and faster. Ever feel like you're caught in the eye of the storm, desperately searching for a little peace amidst the chaos? Well, guess what? That feeling is exactly why we're here today. We're diving deep into Stoicism, a philosophy as old as time, but with wisdom that feels totally relevant to our modern world. And today's focus is on something called eudaimonia, a word that sounds super fancy, but trust me, it's actually pretty straightforward. Think of it like your ultimate goal, the reason you wake up every morning and chase after all those things you think will make you happy. It's not about fleeting moments of pleasure or material possessions, but something much deeper, more meaningful, a sense of true fulfillment and well-being. Now, I know what you're thinking. Taylor, that sounds amazing, but how do I actually achieve this thing called eudaimonia? Don't worry, my friend, because we're breaking it down right now. Here are 5 key takeaways to get your wheels turning on this journey towards true happiness. First off, eudaimonia isn't about external validation or chasing after things that constantly change. You know those Instagram feeds filled with perfect vacations and designer clothes? They might look amazing, but they are not the path to lasting fulfillment. True joy comes from within, from cultivating virtues like wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. Think of it like this. Imagine you're building a house. Eudaimonia is the solid foundation, while those external things are just decorations. You can have fancy wallpaper and all the latest gadgets, but without a strong foundation, your house is gonna crumble eventually. Second, remember that life throws curveballs. It's inevitable. But instead of letting those challenges derail you, view them as opportunities for growth. Like that time you tripped on stage during an important presentation, ouch, right? But you dusted yourself off, kept going, and learned a valuable lesson about resilience in the process. That's what eudaimonia is all about, navigating life's ups and downs with grace and strength. Third, focus on what you can control. You know that saying, waiting doesn't solve anything? So true. Dwelling on things outside your sphere of influence just adds unnecessary stress to your life. Instead, channel your energy into what you can actually impact, your thoughts, actions, and reactions. Fourth, practice gratitude. Seriously, take a moment right now to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, that amazing cup of coffee you're sipping, or tea. Gratitude shifts your perspective and helps you see the abundance around you, even amidst challenges. It's like wearing rose-colored glasses, but in a genuinely positive way. And finally, remember that eudaimonia is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel like you're on top of the world, and days when everything feels overwhelming. But keep striving towards those virtues, keep practicing gratitude, and keep learning from your experiences. Over time, you'll find yourself living a more fulfilling and meaningful life, one step at a time. Speaking of real-world examples, think about that person in your life who seems to handle stress like a champ. They always stay calm under pressure, make thoughtful decisions, and bounce back from setbacks with resilience. Chances are, they're practicing Stoic principles, even if they don't realize it. Maybe they're focusing on what they can control, cultivating inner peace, or simply expressing gratitude for the good things in their lives. So, what can you take away from this? Remember, eudaimonia is about cultivating virtues, embracing challenges, practicing gratitude, and living a life of purpose. It's not about instant gratification or chasing fleeting pleasures. It's about building a strong foundation within yourself, that inner strength and resilience that will allow you to weather any storm life throws your way. Want to dive even deeper into Stoicism? Share your thoughts on today's episode. Let me know what resonates with you, what questions come up, or how you're already applying these principles in your daily life. Hit me up on social media, I love hearing from all of you. Until next time, keep striving for that inner calm, and remember, even the smallest step towards eudaimonia is a victory. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.